When you want an opportunity to hear from people all over the sports world, there's only one voice to trust to bring those stories to you. Here now with a special guest is Dan Tortora.
Welcome here to Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop, and the free Wake Up Call DT app for your Google Play Store, as well as for all Apple products, iTunes, iPad, iPhone. You can also get me on iTunes, Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora. The name of the show is the name of the free podcast. However you're listening, I truly appreciate it. Going in to the NBA Draft 2015, two Syracuse players in the front court, Rakeem Christmas playing at forward and center, as well as the power forward of Chris McCullough. Rakeem Christmas got rid of all of his time in college, went all the way through the eligibility. Chris McCullough went through part of his first season, and so two guys coming from two different places as far as experience collegiately, both entering the NBA draft, and to talk about that, as well as some of the other big names in the draft. I'm very happy to have a friend of mine and someone who's been on the show both live, in person, and, of course, in the studio, and that's Adrian Autry. Adrian, how are you doing today?
How you doing, Dan?
Now, Adrian, first and foremost, being an assistant coach, working with the bigs at Syracuse, working with the forwards, I know that Rock did a lot of work with Mike Hopkins, obviously, but just what you could say about Rakeem Christmas from when you first got to Syracuse to how he left Syracuse.
Well, I think the one word that you, when you talk about Rakeem Christmas, you just talk about perseverance and maturity and getting better each year and taking advantage of, you know, it's 4 years. You know, he really grew each year. In some aspects, sometimes it was more just from a mental standpoint and the way to approach the game. And then I think his last couple of years, you know, from a basketball standpoint, the skill-wise, you know, showing what he can do, things of that nature. So, you know, through the whole process, you know, he just kept getting better. And that's that's the benefit of, you know, staying in college for 4 years.
When you look at what he brings to a team, I know that he's visited so many teams, worked out for so many different teams on the West Coast, Midwest, East Coast. What can you say about what a team is getting and getting Rakeem Christmas at where he is right now?
Well, contrary to what analytics say, you know, I look at Rakeem Christmas and I think he's just beginning. I think he has a lot more room to improve, you know, and what you're getting is you're going to get a guy that can block shots, that can defend multiple positions, 4 and 5, and be able to defend multiple positions, and also that can score the ball better, you know, can shoot the ball, get to the free throw line, and can rebound the basketball. I mean, I think he's getting a guy that's really, you know, once he gets situated and accustomed to the NBA game, that can contribute, you know, right away.
When you look at his ability, what do you think about his shot? I mean, obviously that's something in a power forward position, in the four position in the NBA, that's going to be important. What can you say about what you've seen from, I know that he was more willing in his final season at Syracuse to take the jump shot and test himself a little bit. What do you think about where he's at with that right now?
He was a much improved shooter. I was very confident when he shot it from the perimeter, and I can just only believe, just watching the NBA combine, that you can just see the work that he's put in to shoot it that much better. So, you know, when you hear people in a discussion about Rock, people really talk about how the shot is improved, or they didn't know that he really, you know, could shoot it that well. So you could tell that he's put a lot of time and effort into that, and it was very consistent here, and he's probably just gotten better since he left.
One thing that you and I have talked about a lot when we've been live in the community, as well as when we're just sitting and talking and having lunch ourselves, you know, is the fact that when guys are early in their careers in college, and that potential is the big thing. The NBA drafts on potential. They like to roll the dice, play Russian roulette, as opposed to knowing what they're getting. You obviously trained CJ Fair. You were with CJ. CJ's a very talented player, and I don't feel like he got a fair shake after staying his time at Syracuse. Now Rakeem is coming out. What can you say about players that stay, and if you think it's going to affect a guy like Rock, knowing that sometimes they don't like when they know what they're getting, as opposed to the fact that I think someone like Rock, you're getting someone who's right at the cusp, like you were talking about, but how do you kind of view his situation?
Well, I think Rock is a little different. You know, big guys are, you know, not a lot of 6'9", 6'10" guys that can, you know, that's coordinated, that can really, do multiple things and things like that. So I think Rockies Christmas is a little different. I think big guys are a little different. You know, you see some senior guys get drafted in the last couple of years, just come in and, play well, decently, the Plumlee brothers and, things of that nature, So big guys are a little different. Again, Rockin Christmas is just touching what he, what his potential really is. I think he's just starting to tap into it. So I think he has an upside with most guys. They kind of were what they, they were. Rockin has upside.
Carvel DeWitt, it's what happy tastes like. Do you know why? Because we make ice cream. Creamy, rich, flavorful ice cream. Not yogurt or iced milk like some of our competitors. Ice cream. Fresh, by hand, daily. For the calorie conscious, we have something new for you. Our new Carvelite. Same great flavor, creaminess, and texture of our regular ice cream with only 35 calories an ounce. So whether you want an ice cream cake, flying saucer, dasher, carvelage, hard or soft ice cream, we will satisfy your craving with our fresh, handmade regular or new Carvelite ice cream. Carvel DeWitt. It's what happy tastes like.
Clothing that will change with you without you having to change. DreissigLady.com, DreissigLady.com, Lady.com, with the Bamboo Line Relaxed Fit Clothing as well as the Athletic Fit Clothing. DreissigLady.com is fit for any woman, any time of the day, anywhere. Whatever you're doing, whatever your day commands of you, command yourself to feel comfortable. In Dreissig Lady Apparel, DreissigLady.com Lady.com. For all the women out there, feel good in what you're wearing, and don't feel like you have to constantly change throughout the day. Whether you're a stay-at-home mom, a business owner, going for a jog, going for a meeting, or just relaxing at home, DreissigLady.com is the right fit for you. DreissigLady.com Lady.com.
Cam's Pizzeria isn't just a pizza place, it's a piece of home. Whether you're in Baldwinsville, Camillus, Oswego, or on Lemoyne Plaza, Tony Calcibetta finds a way to give you something that you can't find anywhere else. You go out to get something to eat, you're going to get something to eat. You're not in your own home. Well, when you go to Cam's Pizzeria in Baldwinsville, Camillus, Lemoyne Plaza, and Oswego, those locations give you the feeling of just being at home, relaxing, being comfortable. There's nothing like going out and getting good food, and Cam's Pizzeria will give you that. From their traditional slice to pepperoni to my favorite, the cheeseburger pizza, which you have to try, as well as buffalo chicken, chicken bacon ranch, and the other specialties and favorites they have. It's not just about the pizza. It's about the relationships. It's about building a bigger family. And Tony Calcibetta has been all about that since day one, which is why I wanted to work with him, which is why I want to send you there. Because when you sit down in a Cam's Pizzeria, you feel like you're sitting at home. You feel like you can be there with your family, your friends, to study, to have a meeting, or maybe to meet the best person you'll ever find in your life. I know that when I go to Cam's, I truly feel like I'm just walking to another room in my house. I'm just having great pizza in a great atmosphere. A place where I feel comfortable, where I feel appreciated. A place that isn't just a pizza place, but a piece of home. Go to camspizzeria.com right now to get the addresses to the Camillus, Baldwinsville, Lemoyne Plaza, and Oswego locations. Camspizzeria.com. That's C-A-M-S pizzeria.com. Cam's Pizzeria. Truly an experience that you'll always want to come back to. Supporting a United States veteran is something that shouldn't even be a question on your mind. The freedom for me to stand here today as a broadcaster, to have started my own company, comes from sacrifices made by United States veterans. Give back to them by buying the book 15 Feet for Free. It was created by Jim Lee, Syracuse Orange alum, to help basketball players around the country to learn and to grow in the sport, but at the same time, he created the book with a bigger message. By going to AuthorHouse.com and buying 15 Feet for Free, half of every single book that's bought goes back to the United States veterans. He wanted to do something special for his father, who was a veteran, and for veterans everywhere. So go to AuthorHouse.com now and buy 15 Feet for Free. It doesn't take much to give back to a United States veteran. AuthorHouse.com, 15 Feet for Free. Give back to them. them today.
My mom believed that we could find a way from day one. She never gave up. Yum Yum's gluten-free bakery and cafe isn't just about a dream. It's about bringing hope to a family. Now your family has a kitchen to call home. With breakfast, lunch, and dinner served daily, as well as signature tasty desserts, Yum Yum's is the best choice for the whole family. Whether you're gluten-free or not, Yum Yum's is the spot. Yum Yum's Gluten-Free Bakery and Cafe, 601 and a half West Mammalia Street in East Syracuse. Call 315-314-7542. That's 315-314-7542.
When you look at his upside, where can he go from what you've seen him do? Where can he take this thing? How do you envision him? Because I see him as a 10 to 15 year NBA player. I see longevity. I talked to Coach Hopkins, obviously, a good friend of yours and on the staff with you at Syracuse, and he saw the same. Do you see longevity in Rakeem Christmas's career in the NBA?
I do. I do see longevity. I do, because the way he's grown and the way he is, his demeanor and his maturity and his professionalism, and the fact that he's, you know, people sometimes don't understand, you know, how tough it is, you know, when you come in, and none of these kids ask for it, you know, the media and the hoopla that surrounds these guys, and they still have to get better. And a lot of times, you know, a lot of people couldn't go through what Rakeem went through his first couple of years and really kind of, you know, flourish, and he did that, and that speaks volumes to his character, his determination, his perseverance. So, you know, and now he just started seeing the benefits of, you know, what he can do. So I just think that he's just going to continually work even more harder, even more diligently, and just continue to get better.
And then looking...
I absolutely see a long future for him.
And then on the other side of it, Chris McCullough, a guy that you not only worked with every day in practice, but you brought him in, you recruited him. He was obviously a big name coming in with going into last season with that class in 2014, where you only had two guys come in. What can you say about Chris McCullough? Because he is obviously on the other end of the spectrum. He is leaving after being a freshman, and on top of that, he didn't have a full freshman season.
Well, you know, with Chris, you know, the one thing is what the draft is kind of shaped up to be in the last, you know, 7, 8, 9, 10 years, you know, that potential, that world potential. And he's very skilled. He can do a lot of things on the basketball court. Still needs to grow into his body, but that's, you know, they know that, so that's not like a, you know, a knock or anything. I think any 19-year-old kid still has to grow. At 19 or 20, they're still growing. So, you know, but that potential, the potential is there. I just, you know, he's one of the most talented guys that we've had come along and through the program in the last, you know, 5 or 6 years at the forward spot, you know, where he can really do some things, shoot the ball, put it on the floor, things like that. So, you know, but he's just learning. He's just beginning. You know, and I think, again, he's a kid that, you know, once he gets situated and get back 100% healthy, I think he's going to have a long, you know, NBA career and a very productive one at that.
What do you think about a team taking on someone like Chris McCullough? Like you said, potential, but there's also the potential that he wouldn't be out there on the court until January. What do you think about that situation and him leaving knowing that he's going through ACL rehab?
Well, again, injuries and with today's medicine and things like that, injuries are not, you know, as deterrent as they used to be. As they used to be, you know, with all the new medicines and guys coming back from ACL injuries. So that's, you know, that's something that, you know, that is not, doesn't have the same effect like it had years ago. You know, I think it's what you need, it's what you want. I mean, if you, you know, depend on the team. You know, if you're a team and you know you have a big time player and franchise player, and you know, he may be up, you know, for a restricted free agent or free agency in the next year or two, you might want to look at someone like Chris, you know, a guy that you can kind of lock up for 4 years and kind of groom him and see what kind of happens. You know, he has that type of potential to be, you know, very, very productive player in the NBA. So, you know, he's intriguing. He's interesting. You know, he had flashes. You know, unfortunately, he didn't get a chance to finish out the year, but, you know, it'll be interesting tonight. I mean, he just, you know, again, people say, hey, if he came back out and he played next year, he'd be a lottery pick. So I think, you know, that's kind of the mindset of most of these people that's picking tonight.
Hey,
Hey, Central New York, this is your wake-up call. It's your favorite kill girls, Pamela and Storm. Have you visited our location between Brugger's and Hampton Inn right off of Erie Boulevard?
Come visit our world-famous kill girls and be immersed in the best sports experience of your life.
Tilted Kilt, your premier sports pub wear.
A cold beer never looks so good.
Gear up with the real deal at Dry Sig Apparel, the best place for you to go when it comes to finding your image, creating what people are going to see and learn about you before they even meet you. At drysigapparel.com, that's D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G apparel.com, you have the opportunity to not only outfit your team well, but also to outfit your business, outfit your event, outfit your breast cancer walk. When it comes to looking good and feeling comfortable in your own skin, the only place to go is Dry Sig Apparel. D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G apparel.com. Gear up for what you need for your team, business, or event. To look professional, look good, and feel good, outfit yourself at drysigapparel.com. That's D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G apparel.com. The only place to gear up with the real deal. What's the universal language of a fan? Clapping your hands. With Fan Hands, the ultimate sports fan accessory, found on fanhands.com. That's FANHANDS.com. I can take that and enhance that for you, make it even better, even stronger than it's been before. Be the loudest fan without ever having to lose your voice by choosing one of 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com. And all you have to do is clap your hands, something you've done every single game since you were a kid. Fanhands.com, get your favorite pair of fan hands right now. Find your team color, slip them on, and start cheering on your favorite team with 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com, where you'll find the ultimate sports fan accessory. Fanhands.com. That's FANHANDS.com. Real fans wear fan hands.
I'm George Townsend of Honda City with some good advice when buying a new car. The true cost of owning a new car is determined by the appraised value when you trade it. No vehicle appraises higher than a Honda. Next, look for low APRs and deep discounts. You also want low maintenance costs and great fuel economy. That's why my advice to you is to buy a new Honda. Looking pre-owned, visit our Honda Certified Used Car Center. Honda City, 7140 Henry Clay Boulevard, Liverpool, or HondaCity-CNY.com.
It would be a pity if you don't shop.
When you look at him, you and I have talked about a lot of different things when it comes to a guy like Chris McCullough. He, through 15 games, was almost averaging a double-double in points and rebounds, but his first half of games a lot better than his second half, where he wasn't scoring the ball that much. At the same time, you look at the fact that you and I have talked about if you're coming off an injury and you couldn't play till January and you're season's going to end, you know, in March sometime or late April, would you come back? So there's been so many kind of ways to look at Chris McCullough. What can you say about what you were able to take away from the games he played and his decision to leave, knowing that obviously he started strong and fell off a little, and then the injury took away half his season?
You know, it's you know, everybody has a different pain and thoughts. You know, all I try to do is, you know, try to support these guys as much as possible, you know, give them things to think about. You know, everybody can say this or that, but, you know, these young men, you know, they have goals and, you know, they come and they try to achieve those goals. And, you know, whenever, you know, their families and they think that this is the best opportunity for them, you know, you can only just give them advice and hopefully, you know, they use it. But again, it's their decision. You know, the 15 games, you know, you've seen the potential the first couple of games, you know, when the competition got, you know, just a little bit, you know, as he moved on, you know, I think, you know, he had to stretch a bad game, but everyone has to, you know, most people have that, you know, stretching some games, and, you know, they don't play their best. So, you know, he just really just didn't get, a lot of time to see him. And so, you know, whether his decision is right or wrong, you know, it's just his decision, and, you know, we just got to try to support it.
when you look at his decision, what are some of the things that you can say now that he's left Syracuse and he's in the NBA draft and he's made that decision? What are some of the things that you would say to him right now in this moment?
Well, I think right now, you know, you just got to focus in on whatever it is. I think, you know, all pretty much sure that he'll get drafted. You know, I don't think that's the question. You know, first round, second round, we don't know. But, you know, he'll get drafted. You know, I think, you know, teams are going really, you know, give him a shot. So, you know, you just got to prepare for that.
When you look at the ceiling of Chris McCullough, what could he be? Because obviously you recruited him for a while. You saw something special in him, and you got to work with him in Syracuse more one-on-one than anybody else while he was here. What do you believe he can become?
I mean, I think he can be a very productive player at the NBA level. You know, meaning, you know, not just a bench guy. I think he's going to play a long time. I think he'll produce. I think, you know, he'll have a chance to really be productive at that level.
And then finally, here for you, Adrian, I brought up Mike a little bit earlier here on Wake Up Call with Dan Tatora. We're coming on the heels. This conversation we're having right now is on the heels of hearing that Mike Kopkins is indeed going to be the head coach in waiting once Jim Boeheim is all done. If that is going to be 3 years and he's out after those 3 years, that Mike would be the next person in line. Now that the Chancellor, Kent Siverud, has made that decision, what do you think about it?
I think it's a phenomenal decision. I think it's the best decision. I think it's the right decision. Who better than, you know, Mike Hopkins, you know, who's, you know, has been instrumental in the last 20 years, you know, by going here. And, you know, I think, you know, even, you know, with Coach Boeheim, you know, giving him, you know, that, you know, he believes in him. I think it's the right thing to do. And I'm just so excited for Coach, you know, who's not only a person that I work with, but a dear friend of mine, and I'm just excited for him.
Can you see yourself, and would you like to see yourself on his staff? Would you like to be someone that is right there next to Mike once he takes that job?
Absolutely. You know, not only is he a colleague and a person that I work with, you know, he's a dear friend of mine, and we both, you know, love this game and love this university and want the best for this university. And, you know, this is our alma mater. And, you know, the passion and the drive, I know he has, and, you know, I have. So it would be a delight to still be here and to be able to be a part of his staff.
Well, Adrian, as always, it's a pleasure. And it's also important for me to not just say that you have been someone that sat next to me in doing an interview or a live opportunity, but that we've built a friendship over the last few years, and that is very dear to me and important to me as well. So thank you for taking your time, but more so than anything, thank you for being in my corner. I appreciate it.
No problem, Dan. Always great talking to you. Enjoy tonight. Hopefully the Cuse boys will do well for us. So we'll be rooting for them, and I know they will. So I'm very, very optimistic and confident about it. But thanks again for having me, and let's catch up later.